Welcome back. In this episode, we are talking all about the power of intention and the power of leaning into divine will. I have a very special story that I'm going to share that I have not shared yet at all on this podcast. It's taken me a little bit of time to process through, and I'm getting emotional even recounting the events of that day. So I can't wait to share with you. Let's pop into this episode.
Welcome. You have entered a space meant for women stepping into their highest purpose. I'm Kelly Cole, mom of two, nurse, healer, and intuitive energetic practitioner. If you're looking for insights into healing at a deep level, guidance on connecting to your inner knowing, and conscious conversations, then you've come to the right place. Open yourself to this safe space of healers who need healing, moms who are ready for deeper connections, and generational healers and cycle breakers who are ready to light the path for others, including our next generation. By infusing intuition and spiritual energy into each episode, we make space for transformational shifts at the physical, energetic, and emotional level, creating synergy and forward motion towards your highest path. This is the Synergy Thrive Podcast.
Hello, my gorgeous thriving souls, and welcome back. So today we are going to just recount a story, and it's a fun story.
The story involves me tipsy at a music festival. Bet that's not what you thought I was going to say, but some good themes that are certainly following divine intention.
Following divine will, listening to the messages as they are presented to you, and just leaning in, and also to have an awareness about yourself, because I could have told you before this happened that something was pretty off with me, but I just wasn't really paying attention enough. I was kind of in my own zone. I was so busy. I was just going throughout my life and my day and trying to prepare for leaving on a trip. And I was not kind of like tuned in enough to myself. And that is why I needed this intervention. And divine timing just kind of came crashing down on me literally when I least expected it. And it was exactly what I needed. So the power of prayer and intention are also themes here today. So I'm going to start by saying I was at a music festival in the fall. So this was, let's see, it's March now. And this was back in September. So 6 months ago now. And I was so excited because this particular festival, with some family members that live down in Tennessee, like I haven't been able to, you know, hang out down there. I usually stay home with my children as my husband attends this festival, and this was the first time I was actually able to go. So I was pumped. I was really excited. There were some really good bands, and I was just excited. I wanted to like hang out, kind of be accessing my adult self that's like not my mom self. It was really fun. And in getting to actually go to this, you know, it enter life. Like I worked like crazy before I left because I had to get all of my hours in, and I was also getting all the stuff ready to be able to leave. Like I had to get all my house together, get all this food together for, you know, the kids, and just doing all the prep work that comes into a mom who is working, a working mom, and running a business and trying to leave for the weekend. It's like a monumental task. Now, things that I could have probably been paying attention to, I wasn't paying attention to. So those were some of the practices that I always hold for myself. Like I wasn't doing as well in those, you know, maybe 1 or 2 weeks leading up into leaving. I wasn't doing as much with like my meditation, and that's the time that I take for myself to absolutely center myself into prayer and meditation and really have the best like guide for myself to be able to go forward, right? And to be able to step into each day that I'm doing the best that I'm doing and that I'm like setting with intention. But I was not really doing those things because I was just feeling so overwhelmed and busy. So that's what fell off, unfortunately. And as I am preparing to go on a trip, I'm just getting very jittery. So, and I'm not a very jittery person usually. I'm pretty okay with things. And I know that that's one of the signs that I should be leaning into the things that I know and the things that I do and the things that I teach and talk about here on this podcast. But I, even for myself, I wasn't doing them that week. So I wasn't breathing. I wasn't taking the time to kind of just like focus in and do prayer and meditation. And as I am about to go on this trip, I'm starting to get all of these like thoughts coming in. So these are some of my signs, and these can be some of the things that happen for you as well. I'm getting thoughts of, if I'm driving my car, oh my gosh, there's going to be an accident, or like, what if I get into an accident? Or like, I'm kind of just getting these like things coming in. Negative thoughts. So those, that was happening. And I was really attributing the majority of it to the fact that I was about to fly pretty much alone. Like, I usually don't travel by myself and I don't really love to fly. So I think I was just chalking it up to some good old fashioned like flight anxiety. You know, I was like, ah, man, I really don't like to fly by myself. That's okay. And like, even I knew my friends were going to be on the flight with me. Like, I had two friends that were coming with me, but it didn't matter. It's just that my husband and my family weren't going to be there with me. And that was really, to my mind, what was kind of causing this turmoil, right? So I get, you know, down there and I'm with my family. We're, my friends are there. Like, we're hanging out and having the best time. Really just a very relaxed atmosphere. And I'm still kind of getting a little bit of that. Like, I can't shake the feeling. And the real tell is that I know what it feels like to be completely just centered into my calm and to be accessing that place of just peace. And it's always through a feeling of love, like very divine, eternal love. Like, that's always what melts all of it away. And I say all the time, love is the opposite of fear. Like, it will drive it out, that divine love. And it was like there was like this block that I couldn't get into that place. Like, it was like a door was shut and I was like, ooh, the door's locked. Like, I can't open it. And so that was kind of how, you know, I was feeling. So as we're at this music festival, so much fun. I'm having a really good day. Like, just it's very chill. The vibe is so fun. It is a legit, like, out of another era kind of Southern rock. Like, people are all wearing, like, fun, like fringy stuff and halter tops. And, you know, it's just a whole different vibe in this scene of this music festival. And so we're there all day having a really good time. And I had like a little bit of a drink. So I'm wandering around. It's in between sets and we decided that we wanted to shop. So naturally, we're tipsy shopping at the music festival. I mean, why not? And I'm just kind of like wandering through, and my friends decided they wanted to go get another drink and go to the bathroom. So I said, I don't need any more drinks. I'm just going to, like, you know, shop a little more. So here I go. And I am wandering around and I see this one tent that I love their stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, this stuff's so cute. Like, cute shirts and just like little bracelets and stuff. And I'm still wandering around. I go to a couple other tents and then I kind of find myself just circling back to this one tent. Not kidding you, like probably three times. And I was like, why do I keep coming back in this one? So as I come back into the store again, I realize that the person who's working there, who is very a nice gentleman, his name is Troy. He was kind of just chatting it up with everybody and super chill. And so I'm asking him, like, how did this come about or whatever? And he's telling me about his band that used to play. And now when they stopped playing, they, you know, he's like, I realized you could do really well just selling the merchandise. So I started doing that. And so he travels around and this is what he does. He like goes to different music festivals and sells his merch. And I thought that was super cool. So we were talking about that and, you know, we're talking and he, in some of the shirts, there are verses. It's called Then, Now, Always. So I was like asking about that and he immediately drops into like, this is, you know, the love of God. Like the way that God loves forever in the past is how he loves you now and how he will love you always. Like my, you know, walk is always with Jesus. And so this conversation's immediately getting deeper and we're talking about that and I'm telling him about some of the things that I do. And so I said, I do, I learned how to be an energetic healer. And he was, you know, talking about that a little bit, but also with, for him, it was like a definitely a thread of caution. He's like, be careful. I was so into the new age and, you know, kind of like a cautionary warning. And I said, I know. There's so many different varieties of it, right? And for me, it's actually how, like, when I'm with people, you know, I have Yeshua coming into, like, my sessions with people, and it's how I've connected with him the most. And he was like, wow. So it's just an interesting conversation, and we both had these different perspectives. And within a minute or two, he kind of said, I would like to pray for you. And I was like, okay. So obviously anytime somebody wants to pray for me, I'm down, right? So it's so busy. Like there's so many people coming in and out of the tent. We're seriously having this deep conversation. And you know, people are like trying to like buy stuff and like ask about sizes for shirts and, you know, like normal life that's happening. That's what he's also like there for. And he definitely had the sense that he needed to pray for me. So I'm just kind of like shopping around and we kind of wait for a little bit because there was just, it was super busy. And what I find it hard to translate into words is the feeling that I was getting as soon as we entered into this deeper part of the conversation. And this deeper part of the conversation, it was like literally my soul was like, girl, stop. You need to be right here, right now. I was locked into this conversation. I was locked into eye contact and just in this little bubble of a conversation. It felt so meaningful. It felt so important that I pay attention. And it was literally one of those moments where your soul is saying yes for you. Your conscious mind has literally nothing to do with it. And you're just like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing right now. I've had so many of those moments. I don't know if you've had a moment like that where you're just like, oh yeah, like you don't even think about it. You're just, you know, that that's the right decision, like whatever you're choosing to do. And in that moment, what I needed to be doing was talking to Troy. And what I needed to be doing was saying yes. When he said, hey, I just want to pray for you. I was like, yeah, like I never say no to that anyway. But it felt so intense in that moment simply because I always talk about how you will be spoken to in the way that it makes sense to you, right? Like God comes and meets you where you are. There are so many times when you hear so many things out of other people's mouths. Maybe they're in a, you know, different kind of person than you. Maybe they're way older than you or way younger than you, and it just doesn't make any sense to you. It doesn't resonate with you. But in that moment, everything was resonating with me. And the other part of it was there was just something about that connection and that conversation. There was something about specifically there's something about his eyes that were just really beautifully drawing me in a way that was very reminiscent to me of just this divine connection that I already know to kind of reflect back to my memory in my prior like vision encounters, when I have had my full-blown visions of Yeshua, and in meditation time when I just have so much divine message, and you guys know how visual I am and how much comes through to me in sight, and it's that. It was that 100%. Just that like glimmer of a reflection there, just in this very intense moment of really like a beautiful moment of like eye contact there. And there was just a hint of it for a second that I was like, oh, my memory knows, my soul knows, like this is exactly where I need to be right now. And I just felt like I could have, you know, never, like you could have like, you know, pulled me out with like, I've tried to pull me out with like 1,000 horses, and I would have just still been standing there because I was meant to be grounded in that moment right there to receive what I needed to receive. So long story short, not really, I'm making this very long. So he is like, okay, this is a good time. And I kid you not, like the second that we were like, okay, yeah, this is a good break in people, someone popped in and they were not shopping. It was this other lovely person who was like, hi, because she had met Troy at a different music festival. She was like, I met you like down, whatever, I think it was like in Florida. And she was like, oh my gosh, this is my boyfriend. I've been telling him so much about you. And like, I just wanted to come and say hi to you. And, you know, it just gave me this moment of understanding that yes, Troy is here at Then Now Always doing his thing, selling merch, like traveling with music festivals, freaking awesome, right? But that is the storefront. And what's inside the store, in the back, in the deep down parts, is that Troy is just this, is walking around, you know, connecting people to God. And he is being a divine messenger all the time. And that is exactly what I saw in that moment, like her connection to him and her joy to like see him and share her experience and whatever conversations that they had, and like just was, you know, this is what he's traveling around doing, guys. So hey, if you see Troy at Then Now Always and you're in a music festival, do yourself a favor and go say hi and probably buy something, because it's cute stuff, seriously, so cute. Okay, so let's get to the point where he prayed for me, because this was really the transformation and it was so good. So he pulls up a prayer and he's reading it. He's not going off the top of his head. He's just reading it through, but it's super impactful. And as he started, it was a very intense, like long kind of prayer, but there were, I couldn't begin to tell you like all of the things, but there were very specific points in the prayer that he touched on. And part of the prayer was, I break you of accidents. I break you of like anything around you, like harmful things, negative things, like accidents in particular that had come through. In the second that he said that, it was like some weight within me just lifted. And it was like something that had been, it almost felt like a rope was around the bottom part of my legs, like twisted tight, and it just uncurled and kind of like left. And I was like, oh, holy crap. So I immediately within that moment had access, like the door opened, and it was the feeling that I had been like knocking on the door for, to try to access like my peace, my calmness, like I couldn't find it. And immediately it came to me. And so I cried. I just started crying. Mind you, I met him probably 5 minutes ago. Like, let's be real. And I did not care. It was like my, right when I saw him, the very first moment, I was like, my soul just said, oh, I know you. Like, it was very, it wasn't weird to me, even though it probably sounds weird when you might hear that. So this was such a impactful moment. And I said, I feel so much lighter. I literally feel like something just left. And he was like, I'm so glad. Like, I'm so happy that, you know, I really felt like I wanted to pray for you. And that's exactly, I always hope someone I can pray for, like when, you know, we're here. And I'm wearing the shirt that is from that tent right now. The shirt says, return to where you're from. To me, that is clearly like returning to the eternal divine love that we come from and that we return to. Always that string of love following us through and carrying us through our entire lives that we can pick up and we can feel. And that was what I was not able to pick up and feel in those like week or two before, in those days before I was coming to that festival. And that's exactly what I was separated from. And it's scary and painful to be in that place where you feel like you know that it's there, or maybe people question if it's there, and it is. It is there. It is simply, if you can't feel it, it's so much harder to have belief and have faith. I don't ever say right now that I have belief and faith. I always say that I have knowing, because I know that it is there. And it was a sense of angst for me to not be able to access that. And to come full circle, because, you know, I always like to come full circle. There's also on the inside of this shirt, there is a Bible verse, and it's Hebrews 3:8. So Hebrews 3:8 is, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And essentially, that is saying exactly what we both did that day. So I was following my own pull of like, ooh, I'm just like really feeling pulled into this tent. Well, there was clearly a reason I was feeling pulled into that tent. I needed to be there. He was put in my path that day for a reason. And Troy was also, the very lovely person working in the tent, was also following his heart that day and saying, reaching out and saying, I think that I just want to pray for you. And we both were coming into the same moment, listening and hearing the voice. And when you hear the voice, please don't harden your heart, because these are the things that happen when you follow it. So that is what happened in the tent. And then I hugged him and I definitely cried. And I was trying to like gather myself together as more people were coming in the tent. That was probably like, what in the world are these people doing? So we are, you know, like we said bye and I walked back to my blanket. So I just sat down and I was just in a moment of complete reflection and gratefulness, and I just gratitude, and I just sat and I prayed in that time, and I spent a long time as my friends sat by me, as everybody was going, you know, everything was going on around me. I just sat with my eyes closed and prayed. And part of what I was able to get in that moment was a feeling of, not only was I finally again able to access my peace and my calm, it was like magnified in that moment. And I felt just this intense presence with me, this divine intense presence that pretty much said, I am always here. I am always here. I am always here. Like, I will never leave you. I never am away from you. And, you know, this was what the divine messaging was. This is what my message was. And furthermore, it was also a sense that I will always be with you, A. B, I will always put you in the path to lead me right back to be able to feel me and to allow you to know my presence, not believe, not think, not hope, not have hope in, like, as is in some like potential, like to freaking know. You will know, because I am always here. And when you cannot feel me, I will put you in situations to make sure that you do. And so that is the utmost reassurance to me. That is the utmost of the highest level for me of always being able to feel guided in my life and always be able to feel like the next step that I take is supported, and that if it's not the right way, that I'm going to get some indication and some message, and to be able to know that it's not, right? So that is not just mine. That is available for everyone, for every single one of you. And all that that really means is to sit and listen. That's all I needed to do. And the crazy thing is, I probably could have gotten there to that place if I just would have taken the time to do that before I left for that trip. Am I grateful though that I met an amazing person that had this crazy significant impact on me that day? Yes, I am incredibly, incredibly grateful for that. And it's just one more lesson in my ever continuing evolvement, and one more reminder that I will be brought right back, just like you, into the place of peace and calm and love and knowing whenever I am needed to get like re-steered back on track, you know, kind of like a little, you know, like tap, 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 like get back on track. That's not where you're supposed to be. And the reality here is also something that I need to speak into, which is that this is very common. And I think that there is so much of that separation in the whole entire world. I think there are so many people that feel so separated. And I think that there are a large amount of people who don't understand how simple it can be. The power of a prayer, the power of connecting in, is very, very strong. And the more that you are doing work that is leading you into the light, that is leading you into eternal love, that is connecting you and letting you just live in this way that you feel so connected, and also letting you share that and be a beacon of light to other people. I just wanted to actually just say a complete shout out of gratitude to Troy at Then Now Always for just kind of like being himself that day and following in his own intuition to just say, hey, let me say a prayer for you. It was very needed, and I still get emotional when I think about that day. So thank you guys. Let me know if you feel impacted by this story, if you have a story like this where someone prayed for you. I would love to hear those. Please, you can DM me on Instagram, or you know, I love TikTok, and I would love to hear it. So just like always, I hope that you find beauty in something small today, and I will catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us on the Synergy Thrive podcast. I hope this episode helped you take one more step towards your synergy and brought you one level higher to fulfilling your highest purpose. Please rate and review this podcast. Each review helps other ambitious moms just like you. Don't forget to take a screenshot of your review and tag me on Instagram @SynergyThrive. I will see you in the next episode.